Hello, you're listening to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here is the news on Sunday, the 5th of September 2021. This week on Omniglot, there are details of several new languages from southern Mexico, thanks to Wolfram Thiel. They are Acazulco Otomi, which is an eastern Otomian language, spoken in the town of San Jerónimo Acazulco in the state of Mexico, Sierra Otomi, which is another eastern Otomian language, spoken in the states of Hidalgo, Veracruz, and Puebla, and Temoya Otomi, which is a southwestern Otomian language, spoken in Temoya and Toluca in the state of Mexico. There's also a Totonacan language, Misantla Totonac, which is spoken in the state of Veracruz. I made improvements to the Basari, Balanta Kentowe, and Balanta Ganja language pages as well, also thanks to Wolfram Siegel. There's a new phrases page in Gwentian Welsh, or Gwenhwisig, a dialect of Welsh spoken in Gwent and Glamorgan in the southeast of Wales. I have recordings for most of these phrases, and will be adding them when I have a spare moment or two. There's a new numbers page in Turoyo, an Eastern Aramaic language spoken in southeastern Turkey and northeastern Syria. There are Omniglot blog posts about Dutch words and similarities and differences between Japanese and Chinese, as well as the usual language quiz. The Celtiadia post this week is about words for cells and churches and related things in Celtic languages. This week's adventure in etymology tells a tale about the origins of the word yarn. Versions of this adventure can also be found on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Meanwhile, on Duolingo, I recently reached 1,500 days in my current streak, actually 1,506 today. I'm currently studying Japanese and Spanish there, and I've also completed courses in Swedish, Russian, Danish, Czech, Esperanto, and Romanian. In other news, I was a guest judge on the Fluent in 3 Months challenge this week. It was nice to catch up with Benny Lewis and Shannon Kennedy, who run it, and to meet, or at least virtually, the finalists, who learned an impressive amount during their 3-month challenges. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omniglot group on Facebook. That's all the news for today. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.